I'm so excited about it. Does that make me crazy? Because I actually have one today.
Really?
It happened last night.
Okay.
What?
I've never had one. I never had this. I'm not a person that does
a lot of
things
crazy.
That a lot of people think are crazy, I guess.
Yeah.
But last night I definitely had one. Because I got home late, hanging out with some friends, getting home at 11 o'clock, walk into my bedroom, hit the light switch, and the light doesn't come on. And immediately in my head, I hear this music.
Ooh.
And I imagine that I am in the opening scene of a horror movie.
Mm.
And I'm walking into this dark room.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I'm fumbling for a light switch or whatever. I can't find the light. It was a freaky moment. It's like, I'm in a movie. I'm in a movie right now. I'm going to get killed. This is my time to be killed right here.
Was the light just burned out?
Yeah, it was just burned out. Does that make me crazy?
Scary.
Maybe paranoid.
Maybe wimpy, yeah.
Maybe I just need more excitement in my life.
Yeah.
Just manufacturing excitement. Anybody else got one of these?
I may have used this already. I don't know. I always kiss the airplane before I fly.
Oh, yeah, you've used that.
I've used that?
Yeah, okay. But I know it to be true. I've seen you do it.
Yeah,
pretty gross.
Single time. I kiss the airplane.
As you're walking down the jetway.
Though, right?
Walking down the jetway, just as you enter, you kiss the right side of the plane.
Yep. All
right.
Mm-hmm. It's worked every time.
Because you haven't crashed.
Yep.
What if somebody else is doing something, though, that's really making it not crash?
Like flying it correctly?
Like what if every time they brush their hand along the side and go, whoop, whoop. Maybe that's what's making it not crash.
What was the sound again?
You don't know.
Kizzy actually brought this up to me yesterday.
Okay.
She noticed me doing it.
Uh-huh.
When I take my dogs out at night around 9 or 10 when it's dark out.
Uh-huh. You don't wear a shirt?
I practice what I'm going to say if I happen to get robbed.
Like, please stop robbing me?
No. Oh. Like, I try to get crazy with them.
Really?
Like, what crazy lie am I going to come up
crazy
with
iron
to scare the guys away?
And how did Kinsey notice this?
Because I was practicing.
Out loud.
In front of her?
Well, I'm putting the dogs, the leashes on, and I'm sitting there going, yeah, man, I got a knife on me.
Oh,
and
no
I,
way.
Yeah, and I know how to use it, and I have training and this and that.
It's one thing to do this in your head, but not while your wife is listening.
Yeah. Out loud.
Well, it's just kind of mumbling it. I wasn't saying it, like, super loud.
That's funny.
Wow.
Yes,
Jenna and Kelly, nothing?
Yeah. I think I'm out of crazy. I don't know. Am I crazy about anything?
Jenna, nothing?
Yeah, kind of what you do, kid, and I, but this is just routine for me every single day, so I don't think that it makes me crazy, but every day when I get home from work, and same as when I walk my dog before I go to bed at night, I look behind the shower curtain, under the bed, in the corner of my bedroom. I check every possible hiding spot that someone bad could be hiding.
That's assuming you even know about the crawl space.
Well, it's only a one-bedroom, one-bathroom apartment. It's like under 1,000 square feet. There's not a whole lot of room to hide, but I still check.
Except behind the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And that plant.
Yeah.
No plants.
Just say it. Hey, Samantha.
Hi.
What's up?
Nothing much.
Okay, you're on.
Go.
Whenever someone walks by, I have to smell their breeze. Did that make me crazy?
You have to smell their breeze?
Smell their breeze.
See what they're working with?
Yeah, their breeze.
You smell their breeze. I love that.
I kind of like that. I smell your breeze.
I'm digging your breeze.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. I'm sniffing your breeze right now. Mm. Okay, yeah, I'd say that's crazy.
I don't think that's cool. All
right. Hey, Katie.
Hey, y'all.
You're up.
I've been a Kid Craddock listener for 5 years, but I refuse to look up y'all's picture because I have one in my head. Does that make me crazy?
Oh, wow.
Please describe
us.
Yes.
I can say in my case, I really appreciate that. Thank you.
What do you think we look like?
Yeah, well, let's start with Kelly.
Room. Start with Kelly.
Kelly, I just have a hot redhead in my head.
Okay,
in
you're
my
right.
Head because y'all talk about her body and her beautiful hair.
Yeah. Right. Got it. Nailed it.
Her three different sizes of boobs in the last year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jenna? Okay. What about Jenna?
Big Al Mac is like Denzel.
Denzel.
Oh,
she is good.
I get that all the time.
No, you
don't. So you don't think of him as a big fat guy?
No.
Because he's not, but a lot of people do just because of the name, I guess. How about Jenna?
Jenna, I have her Lauren Conrad-y in my head.
Lauren Conrad.
Mm.
Okay, maybe kind of close, actually.
Thanks, kid.
Well, she's pretty. She's a pretty girl.
She's pretty?
Yeah.
What about my essay?
How about JC? The crazy Mexican.
Well, see, it kind of confused me at first.
Mm-hmm.
JC, I don't know why I thought was Asian.
Yeah.
And
you've
not.
Never seen me.
We think that, too. Yeah.
I think you get that from his accent.
I'm not Asian.
Awesome. He's actually Korean.
No, Mexican.
And what about kid?
Kid, I'm sorry, you're just short.
Thanks. So that's all I am when you think of me as just a short object.
It's not
just
nice when she describes you, is it?
That's it. Wow.
She thinks I'm Asian, and I'm not Asian.
Just short.
I'm sorry.
I don't have a face or anything. I'm just short.
Faceless, short man.
I don't want to change it, though, because I've had this same picture in my head for 5 years, and it works.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to show up at your house one day.
Then don't search Kid Craddock NBA, because I don't want you to be disappointed.
Yeah.
But I'm actually 7'4".
Mm-hmm. He used to play center.
So I am crazy?
Yeah, no, I think you're perfect.
I think she's crazy. Does that make me crazy? Lines are open. It's Kid Craddock in the morning, and here's Carol. Hi.
Hey.
What's up?
I act up conversations of future possible scenarios. Does that make me crazy?
No, everyone does.
As JC demonstrated previously.
That's good, though, to find out that you're not nuts, right?
Right.
Amanda, hi.
Hi, Kid Craddock.
What's going on? Now, see, this is what the kind of one we're looking for right here. Go ahead.
When I'm watching TV and I'm eating and I see a dead person on TV, I feel like I'm eating them. Does that make me crazy?
Oh, my.
Okay, so you mean if you see a person who is dead on TV?
Yes.
And not a person on TV who might happen to be dead?
Yes, like okay. If they get shot or anything
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, like CSI.
Eating, I feel like I'm eating them.
So even if you're eating cereal?
Most of the time it's just meat. Yeah. Okay. If I'm eating meat,
all right.
But...
Yeah.
All right, so you sit in front of the TV with a nice juicy steak, and then Law and Order starts, and there's a guy laying like in the hallway of an apartment building.
Well,
and you cut into the steak.
My boyfriend, we don't watch TV when I know there's going to be killing when I'm eating. So like I can't watch a movie that I know people are going to be dying.
Wow. Because you feel like you're eating the corpse.
Yes.
Wow.
Let's just hope this doesn't manifest into her real
world. We might have a real life Dexter here.
We're going to say Hall of Fame right there.
All right.
I think you make the best.
It just makes no sense.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Amanda, what's your last name? Dahmer?
Yes.
All right, good.
Yes.
She said yes.
Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Hi, what's up?
I have an attack plan for an emergency situation going down the road every day. Does that make me crazy?
An attack plan?
Yeah.
What's today's plan?
Don't you mean an escape plan?
No, to save somebody when the car's wrecked.
Oh, yeah. So you're going to attack them?
When the car's wrecked.
Yeah, I already pre-plan it. I already have mouth-to-mouth ready and everything.
Really?
All right.
You're practicing mouth-to-mouth?
I got
everything.
Mouth-to-mouth
I got it ready. Does that make me crazy?
You got it on lock.
That makes you hilarious.
You're hilarious.
I just want to hang out with you.
So take me through this scenario. You're driving down the street in the morning. What are you thinking? Take me through it.
I'm thinking somebody's going to run off the road. The car's going to flip. I'm going to have to pull over, run over there, pull them out, and give them mouth-to-mouth.
And be a hero.
Yes.
Wow.
It's emergency preparedness.
Love that.
That's great.
Yeah.
Unlike Big Al, who just leaves her in the parking lot naked.
Yeah.
He calls a concert.
Well, he probably did mouth to mouth or his version.
Yeah, probably did, yeah. Right.
I'm sure the building didn't have any problem with that when you got home yesterday, did they, Big Al?
Oh, I didn't go through the front door.
Al got an eviction notice.
I went up like to the fifth floor, snuck in. Like they can't see
me. I'd even ask not to renew your lease yet.
Probably.
No, I just renewed.
Heather, that's one of the best ones ever. Thank you.
Cool.
I love that.
Cool.
Brittany, hi.
I like her.
Hi, Brittany. Hi, Brittany.
Brittany.
Oh,
I got it locked in. Brittany, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, now you can go. We're ready.
Okay, awesome. Well, at night, I have to sleep with a surgical mask on my face because I'm afraid a bug will crawl in my mouth and lay eggs. Does that make me crazy?
Are you afraid that bug will crawl in your mouth and have babies?
Lay eggs, she said.
Oh, she did say lay eggs. Okay.
Yeah.
Good, because that's what I think, too.
Wow.
Does that make me crazy? I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't they say that you on? I hate saying this fact because you guys
are
never.
Out.
Yeah, I know. But they say like everyone swallows like 2 spiders a year when they're sleeping.
All right, thank you.
There was one crawling up me today while I was blow drying my hair. That was creepy.
Ooh, what kind of spiders do we eat?
Think about when you're a mouth breather at night.
The daddy long legs.
How much is crawling in there?
Thanks, Jenna.
I live in a high rise. And so bugs, I hadn't seen a bug from the day I moved in, but I went ahead and bought plants and put them outside on the patio.
And now you have bugs.
How do roaches get on the 18th floor? How do they do that?
Elevator.
And how do they hide in my toilet so that when I sit on it,
oh, those are water
they
bugs.
Climb up onto my thigh.
Yeah.
That this could be a water bug.
Yeah, water bugs. I
and
think
the water bugs
into,
bite.
Yeah. They get into the drainage system and they just
that's
climb
like
up.
Water, yeah. Ugh.
And they come up through your toilet.
Okay, well, are you just trying to freak everybody out?
No, that's what they do.
It's terrible.
Well, how do you think they get up there?
That's why before
plumbing starts at the bottom.
Before you get the business, flush it so you don't get water bugs on
you. You do that. You know how much water that wastes?
See, I don't care. I'm not scared of a little water bug.
You're fine with a bug crawling up your butt when you're on the toilet.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Bring it.
Fresh in the morning. Bring it.
Yeah.
So we can set that up.
No, don't set it up.
Let's get a toilet full of bugs.
No, no, I'm not saying
that. Put JC bare butt on it.
He just said set it up.
Yeah, set it up.
I don't know. I said bring it.
I'm bringing it.
No, I don't want
I've got 100 water bugs in a toilet. You're going to sit on it with your pants down.
So who are you talking to when you say bring it? The water bugs?
No, the cucarachas, yeah.
Oh, the cucarachas.